You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Howdy. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm just looking at the story. This is just absolutely hilarious. Apparently, there was this guy who bet, I think he's 21 years old, bet his friends $100 that he couldn't fit into a little baby swing at the park. Honestly, these kids have nothing better to do. Get jobs. All right, get jobs. Or if you're not going to get jobs, let us get jobs, please. All right. So he's sitting there, and he actually gets himself into the infant swing. Okay, and remember, the bet is for $100. Okay, he gets himself in. The problem is he can't get himself out. Okay, his friends can't get him out, so they just leave him. So he's there for 9 hours. They had to end up taking off the whole swing, bringing him to the hospital where they could then cut him out of the baby swing. Oh, my God. It's just ridiculous, people. Ridiculous. We got some crazy stuff to talk about today. A lady bites off her boyfriend's testicles in a fight, may have 5 years of jail. How does the guy stand there long enough to let this happen? Remember California? A woman severed her husband's penis, and, I mean, she was able to get through the whole thing. I mean, these ladies don't have machetes. I mean, the other woman has teeth. Don't you have to gnaw? I mean, how do you do a clean cut? I don't know. But we need to talk about this. There's also a little girl with two mouths and two jaws. Oh, luckily, a bunch of different charities were able to group money together to finally get her the surgery she needs. She's a little Egyptian girl. She's actually coming to the U.S., of course. Where else to get this done? I got a picture on my Facebook of her. Cute little thing, but she actually has two mouths and two full jaws. I mean, just absolutely incredible. Also, we're going to talk about they finally found the dirtiest place on earth. All right? Okay? And it's not the rectum. No, it's not the sanitary napkin disposal. You'll be surprised. So we're going to talk about dirty places on earth. A lot of stuff to talk about. But, of course, I want to hear from you. So please call in on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. All right. And again, I really appreciate you all listening. I know there's plenty of choices out there, and I am just so grateful. I'm going to be going to one of the big radio conferences this week, of course, representing Genesis Communications Network, who, again, I am just so thrilled to be on their network and a part of their family. And it's great because they have me on a panel coming up on this in this meeting as one of the new voices in America. I'm just so excited. I hope I shave my legs and look up pretty. Got to get my nails done, but I don't have much time or money. But anyway, really, really good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Okay, let's talk about some breaking news. Here's some breaking news. Oh, well, Andy Rooney. You heard about this. Andy Rooney, 92 years old. Remember 60 Minutes. He just recently retired. Apparently, he is in the hospital right now suffering from some serious complications that happened from a minor surgery he had last week. Now, no one's telling us what's going on. The family, of course, you know, is staying quiet, and I can understand they're concerned. But I don't know what minor surgery he had, and I don't know what serious complications he's having. But something's going on right now with Andy Rooney, so our prayers are with him, and I hope he'll get through this okay. Yeah, I think he's 92 now, if I remember correctly. Wow. I tell you, all right, 60 minutes, yeah. Okay. All right, and more breaking news. It looks like fruit drinks. You know fruit drinks, right? They may actually not have any fruit in them. Da, da, da. Yeah, I know. I'm just as shocked, right? Apparently, they found that many of these fruit drinks don't have a lot of, like, let's say Capri Sun. They say less than 1/8 of Capri Sun is fruit. I hope this doesn't hold true for Fruit Loops. I really, really hope it doesn't hold true because I really like my Fruit Loops. You know, the green ones. Don't the green ones represent cucumber or avocado? Right, avocado is considered a fruit. No, Fruit Loops, nope. Somebody asked about fruit stripe gum. No fruit, guys. All right, now, yes, they do have vitamin C, right? But they got a lot of sugar. They say Fruit Shoot Hydro contains no fruit at all. I don't know. There's these certain drinks I don't recognize. But I do recognize Capri Sun, 1/8 fruit drink. People really, you know, but here's the thing. I get duped also. You know, I don't want my kids drinking soda, and if they don't want to drink water, I grab for something that says fruit juice. Now, if you notice, a lot of these things say 10% fruit juice. Okay, you notice that they'll say 10%. So you're like, all right, good. That's 10% more than my kids usually getting. But 10% fruit juice means it's 90% water and sugar. So watch what your kids are putting in your body. I know. That's kind of some, breaking news. Now, also some breaking news, pretty interesting. They say disinfectants in water may actually up Alzheimer's risk. So, again, they're trying to figure out why people are getting those plaques in the brain. We talked about the amyloid plaques, that protein deposition that people get in the brain as they age that's associated with Alzheimer's. Well, they think there's something in drinking water. And it's these disinfection byproducts that they believe could possibly be an aspect of this. Now, they have some fancy names. Some of these are called haloacetic acids, the HAA. They say that they discovered some of these byproducts were toxic because the cells can't make ATP, which basically makes energy. They say some of the HAAs cause DNA damage. Some of the other HOAs are iodoacetic acid, bromoacetic acid, chloroacetic acid. So, guys, you know what? When you're drinking water that has been disinfected, and, you know, it makes you wonder if our dogs are smarter than we are, right? Where do our dogs drink? Out of our toilet. Right? They don't get Alzheimer's. I mean, yeah, some of my dogs look at me like, bleh. But I don't think dogs get Alzheimer's. Yeah, no, dogs get dementia. They do. Dogs get dementia. All right. I mean, I'm not saying go drink out the toilet. But, you know, you wonder, maybe our dogs aren't as stupid as we think. No, you know what? My dogs are stupid. They really are. My cats, a little smarter, but they all tick me off. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Freeze-dry guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, follow me on Twitter. All right. So, right, if you look at things that carry germs, you know, we've been talking about toilet seats and we've been talking about cell phones, and cell phones have more E. coli than toilet seats. Well, now a study has come out saying that gas pumps have the highest amount of germs. The pump handles, they also say mailbox handles come in next with the most highly contaminated amount of germs. Then come the ATM buttons, then escalator rails, then they say parking meters and kiosks, crosswalk buttons, and vending machines. So those are the top things. Now, how they did this, measurements, they say, were trained by hygienists with repeated swabs of the items using the same methods as they use in food and other industries to monitor sanitary conditions. And, of course, they aren't telling us which particular bacteria, because we all want to know if it's the nasty kind, like the E. coli or the MRSA. But they said, basically, gas pumps just top the list at having the most amount of germs. It's kind of interesting. You know, you really don't get gas on the pump, so you can't say the gas kills it. You know, they recommend, of course, use hand sanitizer. And yes, we've talked about hand sanitizer all the time, but oh my gosh, you can really get obsessive compulsive about this. I mean, think about it, right? You get up, and of course, there's germs all in your house. Okay, so you're going to think, well, it's my home. So we're good. No, you're not good. You got cats, you got dogs, you got kids, right? You have people sometimes that come in to visit, kids that sleep over. So, you know, just because you think they're your germs, that doesn't mean they're good. All right, so you basically touch your door handle, you touch your keys. I bet nobody cleans their keys, right? Does anybody clean their keys on a daily basis? No, right? You get into your car, you drive, you put your hands on the steering wheel. Steering wheels are dirty, right? You get to work, you pull open the door to get to work or the doorknob, right? And then you come in, you think, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So you go to the bathroom and you touch the door handle there, right? You throw your purse on the ground or your wallet on the counter. Then you start typing where somebody else was typing. You boot them out of your desk. So then anything they touched, right, when they went to the bathroom, when they picked their nose in the car, when they picked food out of the teeth is now on your mouse, right? And then you're typing and typing and you're on the mouse. And you're like, well, I need to type a memo to remind people to wash their hands, right? Okay, and then in my particular case, I see patients. So now, for me, I wash my hands the whole time I'm seeing patients. I wash my hands before the patient, wash my hands after the patient. I use the antimicrobial to show them that I'm cleaning my hands, so I do that. Okay, but now at the end of the day, all right, now you go, and let's say you're in a rush, you go through drive-thru, okay, and then you give them a 20, let's say, to feed your family of four. They give you change, and, of course, they're touching the money. So now you have money in your hands that touch who knows how many people, right? Then you get your bag, and then you, I don't know, I don't know what else you touch. I don't use an escalator or a crosswalk. Some of you that walk home, you do. But, I mean, anyway, you see where we're going with this. You are touching things all the time. So what are you going to do? Use hand sanitizers every time you have an interaction with somebody? You'd have to. If you really want to decrease the amount of germs, you would have to do that. You'd have to clean off all your money. You wouldn't be able to accept money. Ever since I talked about BPA being on those receipts that you get, I don't even want to touch the receipts. So I try not to touch the receipt. So the person's trying to hand me the receipt, so I'm trying to have them drop it in my hand. But then they drop the money, so I have them drop the money on the receipt, but then it rolls off on my hand. You can really get paranoid, people. Now, remember, your body is designed to withstand bugs. In fact, that's actually what helps your immune system, being surrounded by bugs. And we were in the hunters and gatherers days, and there were animals and zebras and bison and buffalo and dinosaurs and whatever we hunted back. I know, dinosaurs run around, but it's fun to think, you know, the whole Terra Nova thing, right? Jurassic Park. It's fun to think, you know, we might have lived among dinosaurs. Who knows? No, nobody was alive there to tape record or videotape it. And, and picking berries off leaves. Remember, you know, they didn't wash their hands after they were picking off berries and leaves. They would eat. Okay, you'd get the dirt in your mouth if the bird pooped on the leaf or the fruit. Okay, birds and insects, that you would consume anything. And maybe it wasn't bad. Maybe that's what started to build up our genital flora, the bacteria in our gut. Maybe we need some of that. I mean, how many of us have swallowed a fly or a flea or a gnat? Did we ever get sick? Now, it's disgusting. I can't stand it. That's why I'll never drive a motorcycle, because I'm always giggling and talking and stuff getting in my mouth. But I can't tell you how many times as a kid I was driving my big wheel, opening my mouth, talking, "Hi, Mom, look at me," swallowing bugs. I can't tell you how many bugs I swallowed. But never got sick when I swallowed a bug. You know, somebody cooks something badly, I'd get sick, right? Somebody sneezes in your direction, you get sick. But if you really think about it, there's a lot of things that go into your mouth and you don't seem to get sick. Is it because of the saliva? Is it because you have other bacteria that fight it? Is it because of the acid in your stomach? So, even though as a doctor, and this being a medical talk show, I'm supposed to tell everybody to try to avoid germs, I also want to kind of put things into perspective. I mean, we've been doing things very well all these years without sanitizers. I mean, people's poop and people's hands haven't gotten dirtier in the last 20 to 30 years. People are still scratching the butt. I know it. I know people used to scratch their butt in history. They had to, because your butt used to itch. I have old medical textbooks that talk about hemorrhoids, that talk about itches. People scratch their butts back in the 1800s. Right? And they didn't wash their hands as much because they didn't have the plumbing like we did. And they didn't keep thinking to wash their hands. So that means people shook other people's hands and scratched their butts. And they did fine. So, I keep in mind that when you do touch a crosswalk and you do touch an ATM, it's dirty. You know what I can't stand is when I go to I mean, I don't want to name the particular stores. When you go to a convenience store or department store and you swipe your credit card, you're touching those numbers. I can't stand that. And I always tell myself, I got to wash my hand. But you go out to your car, you forget. So, you know, keep in mind, you've been exposed to a lot of germs, a lot of them. You know, that's why a lot of us have type 1 canker sores or oral herpes. You know, I'll run a herpes test on a patient and I'll diagnose them with type 1 herpes, but not type 2, the genital. And they're like, oh my gosh, how did I get type 1 herpes? How did I get that? My husband doesn't have it. Well, something you put your mouth on might have transmitted it. You know, if you think about it, when you go to the restaurant and you drink out of a glass, was that glass sterilized? No. You know, it might have been washed. It might have been, you know, maybe had some soap, but people touched it. People had to stack the glasses. When I waited tables, would have to stack the glasses, right? I mean, nothing was sterile by any means. So, yes, you could get things on glass. You could get things on forks. That's why I always look at your forks. You don't have to be OCD about it, but just take a look. If the fork looks dirty, don't eat off of it. Kids, little kids are always kissing the mama. Little babies, mommies kiss her babies on the mouth, do kissy, kissy, kissy. So if mom had type 1 herpes, then she gives it to the baby. The baby may not get an infection, but that's why the baby will possibly carry type 1 herpes. So we are passing things along to us all the time. It's just the way our bodies are. It's part of the immune system. It just is. It's just I would think more about washing my hands before I, or let's say after you touch something that multiple people have touched. Okay, I'm going to be going to the airport, and I know I'm going to be touching a lot of things. And that's why everybody got nervous with those TSA agents, because you wear the same gloves. I still think they wear the same gloves. I don't see the TSA agents changing gloves. And when they frisk you, they're touching women and men under their arm. So they're getting sweat on them. And if they don't change the gloves and touch you, that's bodily fluids. You know, so it does. It freaks a lot of people out. And so my concern is if you think anything like that's going on, of course, stop the TSA agent, tell them to clean the gloves or take off the gloves. Maybe wipe down their gloves. Tell them, look, I have a wipe, please. You know, I saw you touch the other person's sweat or possible ulcer that could have had MRSA. I don't want you touching my underarms. You know, if they say, well, are you being a pro? Fine. Take me to a room, interrogate me. Fine. But I really don't want MRSA being passed or herpes being passed. No, thank you. Okay? If I wanted that, I would have had more fun in college. But like I said, just be careful because you could really, really get you could really get paranoid. And again, I'm just waiting for somebody to say that us washing our hands with these antimicrobials and using the alcohol after a while is going to wear and tear on us. I mean, you know, how many times a day are we able to use these sanitary wipes? Right now they're saying fine, sanitary napkins. Sanitary napkins. Ooh, we've been using those for years. No, but I mean these antimicrobials. I mean, after a while, yeah. I mean, is your body soaking in the alcohol? I would just say soap and water. You still can't go wrong with soap and water because you, even if you get soap on you, you wash it off. There's nothing wrong with soap and water. So I would just recommend hand washing. Just, you know, yes, every now and then if you can't hand wash, use the, you know, antimicrobials. But just keep your mind open and keep your eye on the news because one day they're going to say we're doing too much of that. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this elderly woman that had a piece of the moon, and NASA had to storm in and take it. A lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulated Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had no idea how many people have pieces of the moon, right? We're talking about our moon, not Saturn's moon or Neptune's moon or Uranus. Nobody has Uranus. We're talking about our moon, okay? Now, apparently, NASA had to have a sting operation to get this piece of moon from an elderly woman's grip. All right, there's a 73-year-old woman, okay, who had a piece of moon. Apparently, Neil Armstrong had given her husband, who was a space engineer at the time, her husband had died in the 80s. But in the 70s, Neil Armstrong gave her husband a piece of lunar material. And she held it all this time, and for some reason, she decided that she needed to sell it. And so I believe she went, I don't know if it was eBay, but she went on some internet sites, they say, to try to sell this piece of lunar material, moon rock. And it was, from what I can understand, authentic, because NASA got wind of this, and went through this whole undercover operation to pretend to be a buyer. And, you know, they caught her, I guess on tape, you know, trying to say, look, you know, I wanted to get, you know, about 1.7 million from this. You know, we got to keep it on the down low. I mean, so this woman really knew how to negotiate. So she went into a restaurant. What was it? I think it even was a Denny's. I'm trying to remember the story pretty well. If I could remember, I got to figure out which restaurant she went to. So they go into a Denny's and they sit down at the booth. And as soon as they make the transaction, but she's only 4'11". As soon as they make the yeah, it was a Denny's restaurant at Lake Elsinore in Riverside County. Oh, beautiful area. Right? She sits in the booth. She pulls out the moon sample. All of a sudden, half a dozen sheriff deputies rush. They grab her, pull her out of the booth. She actually loses her urine. Right? I would too. You know, I mean, any rapid elevation or transcending or ascension, you pee on yourself, okay? If you guys don't know what it's like to pee on yourself, it's not fun. So anyway, they pull her out outside. Then she has to sit there and be interrogated for 2 hours. Then she finally gets to go home. No charges. Apparently, it's supposedly a crime if you're holding any NASA or any government property. They say moon. Well, remember when the satellites fell? The German satellite fell last week. And then remember a month ago, the American satellite fell. And they said if it falls and it causes any damage, NASA will pay for it. But if you keep or try to keep any product, that's a crime. And they are going to search and seize. So you aren't allowed to keep anything that's off this. I don't know why NASA gets to keep it, but I guess, you know, because if they have astronauts and they do look kind of tough. So she's upset. She doesn't have her lunar rock anymore. You see, she should have just shut up and kept it. That's what she should have done. You don't try to sell it. Apparently, though, she said she had to sell it for some family issues. They needed money. But, wow, I would love to have a piece of the moon. Again, that would stink. They said, apparently, 2,200 samples of lunar rocks, core samples, pebbles, sand, and dust, weighing about 840 pounds, were brought to Earth by NASA's Apollo lunar landing missions from 69 to 72. And they say a recent count showed 10 states and more than 90 countries could not account for their shares of the gray rocks. Meaning these guys came home, right, must have put some in their pocket, divvied it up. Like, you know, my kids have these Beyblades. That's apparently like the biggest thing now, these Beyblades where you, I don't know what you do with these things. You roll them around. I mean, they're cute little things. But, you know, my kids, they always pocket things. So I guess the astronauts, I don't know how they got pieces, and then they pass it around to their buddies. So there's a chance your next-door neighbor could have a piece of the moon. Now, I know some of you are like, I don't care about the moon, Dr. Dahlia. I do. I think that stuff is cool. Can you imagine having something from outer space in your house? I thought if you have something from outer space, it burns up. But maybe it just kind of burns up upon impact. But, you know, they say they have no idea where the American satellite or the German satellite fell. Maybe they're telling that on purpose. Maybe they're saying that on purpose because they don't want us going to the desert, like the Mojave Desert or wherever, trying to find the pieces. They're saying it fell into the middle of the ocean, both of them. Really? I think they're lying. See, I watch 24. I don't know if any of you guys watch 24. Jack Bauer. By the way, Jack Bauer should run for president, I believe. Yeah, he could come up with a good tax plan, too. But anyway, I mean, I don't trust anything the government tells me now. No way. No way. Wow, that'd be cool. I want a piece of moon. Okay, also what's cool, this little Egyptian girl, she's 15 months old now, Rukaya Muhammad. She survived basically being born with two mouths. She has two mouths and two sets of teeth. Well, she's traveled to America, and she's now at the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. See, this is why we need to preserve some of the integrity of our medical system, because we have the best trained physicians and medical advancements in the world. I am sorry. Anyway, this little girl, the picture's on my Facebook, has two mouths, two jaws. They believe they're going to be able to fix it. She has, I mean, so she has four jaws, upper, lower, both of them. And it's kind of similar to cleft palate. You know how some kids, they don't have the closure of their mouth? So it would be a very, very similar surgery or similar fix to that. Something happened as she was developing where she didn't have closure, or she had a cell line probably divide and turn into two mouths. You know, the cell lines, actually, it's very interesting. We need to talk about this, how the embryo develops. But you know how you hear about these tumors where there's tumors on people's backs or in their ovaries, and it has teeth and hair sticking out, and everybody makes fun of them? Those are real. Those are called dermoid tumors. They're made of the same cell line as your hair and your skin. And your teeth are apparently along the same stem cell line. So one cell goes rogue, and then starts to develop. And it'll actually have hair. It'll be the true hair color. It could have a tooth sticking out of it. They're called dermoid tumors. Very interesting. I read somewhere a 1 to 2% chance of malignancy, but for the most part, they're benign. But weird things happen. I mean, in fact, I'm of the thinking that more weird things happen than not. You know, when I was in medical school and they were talking to us about miscarriages, we had a patient that we think is miscarrying right now. We sent her to the hospital. Poor thing. You know, they told us only a third of pregnancies actually make it. A third of pregnancies actually go to term. The other two thirds, you miscarry or you have some problem, stillbirth. And I'm like, really? You know, because you watch the TV and it looks like you get pregnant. But no, you have amazing sex hanging from a chandelier, whatever they show in the movies. Right? Sex in the City. You do it in the middle of Manhattan. I don't know where they have it, right? You get pregnant. And then you deliver the baby. It's all fine. Uh-uh. Only a third of pregnancies actually make it. So, you know, everybody says, oh, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so pessimistic. Doctors are so pessimistic. Well, no. I mean, that's what the numbers are. And I have to tell you, it is. It's very common. In fact, when I was pregnant, when I became pregnant, I called my doctor. I called my doctor before I even missed my period. You know, I just knew when I tested my, well, I tested my pregnancy test because my birthday was coming up and I wanted to make sure I could drink. And, it ended up coming up positive. Well, you don't want to hear about that. I don't drink. Bad girl. But anyway, so I called my doctor going, I'm pregnant. Yay. Woo-hoo. All right. Ready to go maternity shopping. You know, when do you want to see me? She's like, I don't even want to see you until you're at the end of your first trimester. Don't even bother. Just, you know. And I expected her to kind of be doing the dance and doing the jig, but she was right. She's like, Dahlia, don't start spending money. Don't start calling family. You know what we're up against. Just, you know, you'll see me at the end of the first trimester. Okay. 9, 10, 11 weeks. And we'll go from there, but start your prenatals. Congratulations. But, you know, and she was right. She was right. So, you know, my husband's getting ready to call his mom. I was like, no, don't call your mom. You know, because I don't want to have to deal with the family if anything goes wrong. Because everyone in my family miscarried twice. We even had stillborns. I mean, I had a very, very realistic look of what happens. And it's interesting because I'll have ladies that'll they'll go through a miscarriage and they'll sit there going, I can't believe this happened to me. What did I do? What did I do? I did something wrong. And, you know, I have to tell them, look, this is very common. You know, you did nothing wrong. Don't be kicking yourself. You know, and spouses will blame each other. You know, you drank, you smoked pot, it was your medication. You can't do it, guys. It's very natural, very common. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device.
go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right. Hugh writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a trucker. I love my truckers. And my arm goes numb. What does it mean when your arm goes numb? I like to drive with my arm out the window, too. Oh, he's probably referring to when I, remember I used to have my little mini truck and I'd drive with my arm out the window. Okay, if your arm is going numb, I'm assuming you're talking about the elbow down, that's called an ulnar neuritis. You're probably getting, a variety of things could do it. I don't want to jump to just that. You know, sometimes it could also be tennis elbow. You could also be getting cervical radiculopathy where you're getting a nerve pinch from your neck. But, you know, when your arm starts to go numb, now I get nervous if it's your left. Okay. You know, remember, a lot of us on the driver's side of the seat, that would be our left arm out the window. All right, so if you're having left arm numbness, still make sure your doctor has checked your heart thoroughly, okay? But I know for me, if my arm is in a bent position, it starts to go numb, and then as soon as I straighten it out, it gets better. Then that's a nerve pinch. There's some nerve pinching. And unfortunately, yeah, you know, we tell you to not to do those movements repetitively. Yes, there's physical therapy you could do. Of course, there's braces, there's injections, But, you know, that joke, oh, doctor, it hurts when I do this. So we say, don't do that. You know, a lot of my ladies that work 8-9 hours a day in front of a computer, starting to get mouse wrist or carpal tunnel, I have to tell them they got to get off the computer. You know, you can only do so much. Your body isn't designed sometimes to be put in a position that many hours a day. And so my recommendation would be, you know, let somebody take a look at it again. Make sure it's not the heart, because any arm numbness, we have to make sure. Then see if it's a pinchener from the neck, if it's because of a pinchener from the elbow. And you may have to bring that arm down and keep it next to your side. Now, it's frustrating because you want to move. You want to stretch. It's very comfortable having that arm out. But my hand, it's funny. My hand is going numb just thinking about it, because I get that too. My hands, yeah. So very, very frustrating. All right. Oh, what are you going to do? All right. So this is interesting. They're talking about sleepy teens more prone to weight gain. Now, this came out about a month ago. They were saying teens that don't get enough sleep have higher risk of diabetes. Well, now they're saying, again, remember I told you guys it's the same story, different day, right? Same poop, different day. Well, they're saying now sleepy teens are more prone to weight gain. Now, the reason why they say this is happening is because they say if you lack sleep, it causes a decrease in the hormone leptin. And leptin basically tells your brain when you're full. So you also get an increase in the hormone ghrelin, which stimulates the appetite. So those that don't get enough sleep actually get tired and more hungry when they're tired. Now, see, this is interesting. When I was in training doing my 36-hour shifts, I thought I would lose weight. Because rather than sleeping and saving calories, I was running around for 36 hours. And it turned out I actually had the same weight, if not gained. Now, we would talk about this as medical students going, well, maybe it's because we're going to the cafeteria at 2 in the morning and eating something. But we're like, no, but we're burning it off. We're running up and down the stairs because we can't wait for the elevator. We're sweating, you know, because the resident and the doctor yelled at us. You know, we were pretty active, but we noticed then that there was this, mystical element to not sleeping and gaining weight. You also wonder, maybe that's why, you know, pregnant women gain weight too. You know, there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. We talked about this yesterday. Calories in doesn't equal calories out. It's amazing. There are so many other factors to weight. And you all know it. Some of your friends are a size 2. Right? And here you are a size 10, 12, and you can't stand them. I can't stand any of my friends who are a size 0. Men also. You see these men, they gain no weight at all, and you got a belly. It's so frustrating. There's no rhyme or reason. But it does make sense that lack of sleep can cause issues. So, they say if you want to lose weight, you have to have good sleep. And it's true. Now, what you don't want to do is eat a big, heavy meal and go to sleep, and then wake up, have a huge brunch, go to a buffet, and then go take a nap. No, you're going to gain weight. You know, if you sleep instead of exercise. But if you actually lack sleep in the middle of the night, there are things your body does. Things your body does. Another case I want to talk about. I had a lady who had thyroid cancer. It was interesting. She was sitting in my office talking to me about some other issues, and I was just looking at her neck, and I just didn't like what I saw. And so I felt her thyroid a little bit enlarged, nothing horrible. We ultrasounded her. She had a mass. Or a little nodule, and it turned out to be cancerous. So she had thyroid cancer, luckily, early stage, had the thyroid removed. So here she is, about, a few weeks, couple months post-op. Wound looks good. The incision looks great. And she feels horrible. She says, I don't feel like myself. Now, whenever you have thyroid cancer, or they decide to remove your thyroid for other reasons, they supplement you with thyroid medication. They give you thyroid medication so you can still stay euthyroid and you can still kind of do your normal thing that you do. But none of these people feel the same. Well, that makes perfect sense. You lost an organ. The thyroid, the organ that sits in front of the neck, right, in front of your body, that kind of regulates a lot of things. It regulates sleep and your periods and your bowels and your moods. Thyroid is so, if you have low thyroid and your thyroid is underactive, men, women alike, you could have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, fatigue, dry skin, moodiness. The thyroid regulates so much. So we end up taking the thyroid out for cancer, and we throw you on Synthroid, pharmaceutical Synthroid. Okay? And Armour Thyroid, same thing. Okay? You take thyroid supplement. But it's not enough. And patients are like, it's not doing it. There's something wrong with the thyroid. And I have to keep telling these patients, no, there's something wrong because you lost a whole organ. There must be something more to that thyroid than just that one thyroid hormone. That thyroid must be giving off other hormones. or other elements that haven't been picked up. And it's very frustrating because a lot of my patients that lack a thyroid, they just don't feel right. Interesting. You can get your gallbladder taken out. You can get your appendix taken out. Doesn't bother you. But the thyroid, and it makes sense because people whose thyroids are off get moody. And yes, we may give them one pill, but one pill may not solve it. So the reason why I'm telling you that is you need to assume that there is more we don't know than what we know. All right. And I see the frustration in patients. They go, my doctor only did this. My surgeon only did this. You know, remember in the news last week, a young Vietnamese girl, 21-year-old girl, ended up having a skin condition where she aged and she now looks 70. She's very swollen and her skin is all gray and wrinkled. So she has very wrinkled skin. So she basically aged overnight. Now, they don't know if it's a lipodystrophy where you lost the, where she lost the fat in the face, wrinkles. But when I was reading this, I was thinking about one of my patients. And I had one patient who all of a sudden had this weird skin reaction. Then her face got leathery and she started to wrinkle. Beautiful woman. I sent her to the dermatologist. I sent her to the allergist. Nobody knows. And I go back and read this Vietnamese article to find out what the hell this other woman has. And again, they say they don't know. They go, maybe she has a syndrome that hasn't been discovered yet. Well, it's about time somebody is admitting they don't know. Admit you don't know because then maybe you'll look for something new. We always start with what we know. Makes sense. It's logical. But let's assume you have something. And I even told this lady years ago, I go, you have something that I think hasn't been discovered yet. We don't know how to fix it. Maybe the cure will come in 2050. But somebody has to say they don't know and it has to be studied. So I would kind of love to hook her up with the researcher looking at this Vietnamese girl. But I don't know what makes your skin go from smooth to wrinkly that quickly. I don't know. And people have to say, I don't know. Just like when we were talking with politicians and healthcare. All right? I mean, say, I don't know. If you say, I don't know, you're probably going to be closer to fixing the problem than pretending like you know how to fix healthcare and come up with a stupid cockamamie bill. Say you don't know. Say, I don't know how to give everybody healthcare that includes transplants and, I wanted to talk about this on the show. We'll probably have to talk about it on tomorrow's show. There are some real, real cool bionic spare parts they've come up with. Things you could do for ovaries and eyes and liver. I mean, there's some fascinating stuff. Just say you don't know. That's the best way to start. Because maybe you'll open your mind, you won't be cocky, and you'll learn something and figure something out. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. You all be safe. We will be back with the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Even if I'm off air, call with questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.